A look at other news of the day now. On the west coast of the U.S., where a stretch of warm water that's been nicknamed the Blob now spans from California to Alaska. Those warm water conditions have spawned a huge toxic algae bloom, and scientists say it's bigger, deeper, and more persistent than they've ever seen. The algae is poisoning marine life up and down the entire food chain. Christina Anisted from Here and Now contributor KQED went aboard a research ship where scientists are studying the big bloom.
And this is the officer's quarters.
Anthony O'Dell is a member of the toxic algae team on a research vessel belonging to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It docked recently in San Francisco Bay. O'Dell climbs down a ladder to his one-man workstation.
This is the chem lab. This is where I do my work on harmful algal blooms.
O'Dell is a research analyst with the University of Washington's Harmful Algal Bloom Monitoring Program. He's seen a lot of algae blooms, but says this one's different.
We've never seen a bloom this big before. It's also one of the most toxic blooms that we've seen.
O'Dell says that's because there are several types of harmful algae in it.
And it's kind of making like a toxic plankton soup. It's pretty amazing to see all these things blooming together because usually they kind of prefer different conditions, so there's definitely something unusual going on.
Toxic algae blooms are not uncommon in the Pacific Ocean. They're called red tides, and they come in summer's warm waters and dissipate in the fall. But the current algae bloom, reaching from California to Alaska, isn't likely to dissipate. The algae are thriving in unusually warm waters, in fact, abnormally warm water that scientists are calling the Blob.
From a scientific standpoint, it's fascinating. From a sea life and a human health viewpoint, it's pretty scary.
How? Why?
Because it's so big and it's so toxic and it's not really giving sea life a chance.
One of the toxins the algae are producing is called domoic acid. That's a neurotoxin. It doesn't have negative effects on shellfish and fish. But O'Dell says it can kill other marine life because the microalgae, or phytoplankton, are the base of the food web.
Everything in the ocean eats phytoplankton or eats something that eats phytoplankton. So when you have one of these species that starts producing toxin, it works its way up through the food chain really fast. It gets into shellfish, it gets into crabs, it gets into small fin fish like sardines and anchovies, which are then fed on by salmon and pelicans and seals and sea lions.
NOAA scientists say domoic acid from the algae bloom is responsible for the high number of seizures and deaths in California sea lions this summer. Domoic acid can also poison humans, causing nausea and dizziness, or in worst cases, permanent short-term memory loss and even death. That's why fishery managers have shut down some crab fisheries in Oregon and Washington and severely restricted fishery markets from California's central coast. Diane Pleschner-Steele heads the California Wet Fish Producers Association.
We're now unable to market anchovy, and there's a small kind of an ethnic market for anchovy for human consumption, and also anchovy used for bait and for animal food. So we're now prohibited from selling to the public.
Pleschner-Steele says after the anchovy market collapsed, fishermen moved on to squid, which feeds on a different plankton. There's a little sign the algae bloom is going to slow down and give sea life a break, says researcher O'Dell.
There's still quite a bit of toxin production going on and a rather sizable bloom.
Although the unusually warm ocean water is one suspect, scientists still don't know for sure the cause of the algae bloom. O'Dell says they're researching whether climate change is contributing.
There's been an international consensus that climate change would affect harmful algal blooms in the fact that we would likely see more of them. But there's just not enough data to tie the two together yet.
O'Dell says they'll reach British Columbia in September. Then it could take a few months to compile data before scientists can say more about what's causing the toxic algae bloom and what that means for the changing ecosystem of the Pacific Ocean. I'm Christina Anisted.